The boys' tennis sectional opened yesterday throughout Northwest Indiana, and let's begin in Munster, where the Calumet Warriors were a 5-love winner over Griffith, meaning Calumet will play Munster in the semifinals. The Mustangs have won a state-record 37 straight sectional championships. Valparaiso and Chesterton were winners in the Portage sectional. In the Hobart sectionals, Justin Jackson, Noah Terpstra, and Cameron Lauthen all won singles matches as Merrillville beat River Forest 5-love. Hobart wins 4-1 over Lake Station. Lake Central and Hanover Central were winners in the Crown Point sectionals. On to high school football, and let's say we take a look at one of the best matchups of Week 7 with Valparaiso heading to Merrillville for a date with the Pirates. The Vikings feature one of the best defenses in the region, led by safety Reese Crossan, who says Merrillville will be a challenge.
They're fast. They love to throw the ball deep, and they got a couple good backs. So, I mean, they're balanced everywhere, and that's something we got to be aware of, and we got to... Just like I said, everybody's got to do their job with their keys. Defensive linemen wrong-arming, linebackers getting to their drops, and then obviously the DBs making a play on the ball.
In boys soccer yesterday, Highland beat Hobart 3-0 with Michael Perry scoring twice for the Trojans. Counts knocked off Morgan Township 3-1. Brock Kadifo had a goal and an assist for the Mustangs. Lake Central got a 2-goal, 1-assist night from Carson Schrader in their 6-0 win over Merrillville. Munster wins over Kankakee Valley 5-1. In girls volleyball yesterday, Lake Station was a 3-set winner over Bowman Academy. Julie Castillo had 7 kills for the Eagles. And in girls soccer, Portage was a winner, 4-1 over Bishop Knoll. Sammy Fledar had a goal and 2 assists for the Indians. In Major League Baseball, the Cubs are in the playoffs after St. Louis lost to Milwaukee last night. The Cubs then went on to beat Pittsburgh 7-6 in 10 innings. White Sox lost to Cleveland 10-2. A big thank you to the Northwest Indiana Times for the high school scores. And for Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Tommy Williams.